Quite light, and yeah. Hello, welcome to the Sir Doozalot podcast. Back for your musical earworms of bands you've never heard before, or basically should be hearing. There's a lot of them out there, man. A lot. Right. Thanks so much for everyone listening to my last one. It was good to actually people listen to it, so that's nice. Makes it feel worthwhile doing. And also thanks to XRP for letting me come back onto their playlist. Well, that was brilliant. Okay, right, I'm going to play some music first. I'm going to drop my food, which is probably a good idea. All right, the first band I'm going to play is a band called The Beetroots, who are based around in Southend, Lee, sort of way in Essex. And according to their website, they come under the genre of roots rock reggae, but it's just awesome. And yeah, they just released a brand new album called Paper, Scissors, Stone. And I've had it in my car for ages, and it's just quality. This is my favourite track from the album. It's called Compensation Culture Vulture. Bit of a mouthful, isn't it? You should definitely go check these out. So if you want to hear more about these guys, head over to www.thebeetroots.com. And that's Beetroots, spelled Beatrots. So yeah, they're like the Beatles, you know. I hope you enjoy this, and let us know what you think. The Beetroots with Compensation Culture Vulture.
Compensation Culture Vulture. You're a taker, a faker, trying to make an easy life. Trying to get something for free, no win, no fee. You hear it on the TV, but no one wins, that's clear to me. 'Cause Mr. Jobsworth keeps telling me lately, I'm sorry, matey.
Thank you. Christmas to you and a happy new year.
That was New Groove Formation, and that's their Christmas song. They're releasing it on the 12th of December, and it's all for charity, man. It's all pretty good. The charities that it's going to is... Basically, all the money raised from this is going to go towards Cancer Research UK, Great Ormond Street, and the SSAFA. I'm not sure what it is, but you can go find out if you want to. But no, quality tune, quality band. If you want to link on with them, if you can head over to facebook.com/NGF Christmas, that's their Christmas campaign Facebook group. Also, they're on, if you type in New Groove Formation into Google, you'll definitely find them. Awesome band who have been gigging their asses off all summer, skanking it up wherever they possibly can, and I really wish them luck. I hope this really gets into the charts. It'd be great to raise loads of money. They can get on the charts and get playing on the radio and skank their asses off forever. Let's hope so, to be honest. Too good. So I hope it wasn't too early for a Christmas song. But then again, if you walk into any Tesco's, I think they've been playing Christmas songs since about August. But it's good to hear some good new Christmas songs coming through. I'm going to be doing a whole Christmas podcast. I'm collecting the songs at the moment, and there's a lot of new songs coming out for Christmas. If you have a Christmas song that you'd like to me to play, please get in touch. You can send it over to sir.doozalot@gmail.com. And also, if you've got anything else you want to get in touch with, and just any sort of feedback, please get back. Please get in contact, really. You can also go head over to www.facebook.com/sirdoozalot. Come find me on that, add us up, and we'll chat music and stuff. Yeah, anyway, that's all good in the hood. So yeah, New Groove Formation have also been doing a New Groove TV, which is thoroughly entertaining, which I recommend. I talked about it last show, but I thoroughly recommend you go check it out, and that would be awesome. Okay, right, I'm gonna play some more music, and that would be good. Next I'm gonna play is I'm gonna play Two Sick Monkeys, who they're a band we played with in Ipswich for this punk all day, and most enjoyable. Basically, it's two guys from Swindon, and it's just a bass player and a drummer, and it's quite shouty, punky sort of stuff. The bass player was absolutely genius, because like, he's a singer as well. He has his bass, his microphone stand really low down, so when he sings, he has to go legs completely apart. It's quite hard to describe. Try and imagine this, legs completely apart, going... absolutely brilliant. This is taken from a... EP they released for their European tour that they just came back from, which is called Happy Days, which is just awesome. If you want to help find out more about these, just go to www.twosickmonkeys.com. Just awesome. I'll just let the music do the talking, I reckon. So yeah, this is Two Sick Monkeys, and this song is called Bullshitter. Hypocrites! That was Pogo Stick Drive-By, a band based from Harlow, kicking out crazy-ass hardcore punk stroke noise band. If you go into, well, yeah, I found one website, I found a couple of websites. If you type in Pogo Stick Drive-By, this is all I do to find the information about the band. I just go into Google, type it in. If you put MySpace with it, it normally helps as well. But I found a website. If you go to www.purevolume.com/Pogo Stick Drive-By England, and you can download this song, actually. It's called Fuck You, Die Alone. Very sorry, Mum, if you listen to this. Yeah, we used to gig with them when I was in my old band, The Rejects, at like these punk all days that happened in, where were there was a few that went on. There was one that happened down the Army and Navy quite regularly. There was one at the Square that happened quite regularly in Harlow. There was a couple of places in Ipswich they would happen, and a few places in Southend. Oh, Burn Icons, that's what it's called. Oh, if anyone has got anything from those gigs, like video footages, I'd love to see it. Is it Burn or Icons? If I'm wrong, please get in touch. If you'd like to get in touch, send us an email at sir.doozalot@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook as well. It's facebook.com/sirdoozalot. But yeah, all good. And before that, we had Two Sick Monkeys, and if you want to find out about them, go over to www.twosickmonkeys.co.uk. Okay, right, I'm gonna crack on with some more tunes. Thank for a little bit of different flavour. That's what I like to do with this podcast. I personally like a lot of music. There's a lot of good music out there, so this is what I'm showing off. And this is by, they have been going under the name of the Muddy Summers and the Dirty Phil Whores, but recently I think the Miss Something Else gal from the Something Else T-Tent has recently been doing quite a lot of stuff with the Reverend P. Dread, and then she looks like she's been gigging quite a lot as well, so hats off to you, gal, getting out there and doing her thing. But yeah, this is another track. It's called No April Fools, which you can download for free if you can find it. If you go over to facebook.com/Muddy Summers, and you should be able to see where these links are for all these different things. She's releasing a lot of stuff through SoundCloud. Just double check where that is. Yeah, soundcloud.com/Muddy Summers, and you can pretty much download most of the stuff she's putting out. She's literally just recording it and putting it out, record it, putting it out. Brilliant. April Fools by the Reverend P. Dread and Miss Something Else.
Let's see how far out we can stick our necks this time.
Mike, check, 1-2.
You win, 1-2.
Public. Yo, we're living at home, I pay for my stay, have a big moan, and when they pay late, I'm a anarchist. The money that I make, it gets me real pissed, another piss take. The JSA office, there is no jobs, the screens in the foyer, romance offers, I pick 10 pieces of worthless paper that I use as a gas oven taper. The two-bedroom house, I live in rent-free. There's no income for the eye to see. I got 5 kids and I can wipe to feed. They all seem to want something from me. I ain't getting off my ass, can I take your order, please? But when you're up to your knees, increase the burgers, don't pay the money that I need. Just give me my benefits. They wanna cut my benefits and benefits. They wanna cut my benefits. They wanna cut my benefits and benefits. They wanna cut my benefits.
Yeah, public speech.
What's it? Announcement. Yeah, what up? I've got a bad eyes, eczema solutions. I can't cope with noise and the street pollution. My health's so bad, I can't get out of bed. I'm going to sleep is all you need, I said. 40 packs a day for a mess in a scrappy pan. Yo, wake up at 1 and open a bottle or can. There's a house with a green sofa on the TV. A parliament channel tells us to rest easy. Tax credits, debts make me feel queasy. They cut some price, put their fingers sleazy. Work hard every day to save my bloodline wealth. Look, get off your backside and make something of yourself. I'm paying for your benefits. They wanna cut your benefits and benefits. They wanna cut your benefits. They wanna cut your benefits and benefits. They wanna cut your benefits. Up from the womb, the spark in my mouth is a silver spoon. I've never known a hard time in my life. I like the finer things, they're so nice. I make decisions for your JSA logistics. Look, the party's over, just look at the statistics. Yeah, and if you like scrounging, signing, lounging, easy life for you, missing in action. It may be that you've run out of time. Cheating the state may be a crime. Pray to the Lord, no future fall on your swords. Yo, you may live to regret that broken record that you're always coming out with. Your benefits. We want to cut your benefits and benefits. We want to cut your benefits. We want to cut your benefits and benefits. We want to cut your benefits. We want to cut your benefits. We want
wanna cut your benefits and benefits, benefits. We wanna cut your benefits, benefits, benefits. We wanna cut your benefits, benefits, benefits. We wanna cut your benefits.
That was public speech, and that song was called Benefits. They came in and did a session with me beginning of the year at some time. Admittedly, they're the only band that have come and done a session with me, but I thought I'd play that song because I haven't played it before, and I really like it. So I hope that's all right with you guys. If you want to hear about them, head over to publicspeech.co.uk and you can check out all about them. And they've got some wicked videos they've put together themselves. They're quite into their videos and gigging. They gigged in Southend a little while ago, and it would be the only day that I wasn't there, which is just stupid. And then again, I'm not here quite a lot at the same time, so maybe it's not that stupid. But oh well. Okay, right, I'm going to crack on with the music anyway, so I can get you get this for your musical ear pleasure. Next act I'm going to play is Ash Victim. This is Jordan Delap. I don't know if you remember I played on my older podcast season 2. I played him quite a lot because I really like it, but he's now going under the name of Ash Victim. If you want to go check out his activities, if you go to ashvictim.blogspot.com and you can just find out what he's doing. This is taken from an album. What's the album called again? I don't know. It's called it's called We Are All Obscene, and this tune and track that is putting two words together to save time and then having to explain it afterwards kind of destroys the point of trying to save time. I don't know, but yeah, this is called We Are All Obscene by Ash Victim.
Screaming, we all fall down, wearing facial expressions like a circus clown. Well, you can run and you can hide, but you better keep on running until you die. Just went and smashed all the assumptions we had made, and there will never be any presumptions again. And as you watch their eyes expand, they'll realize there's no promised land. This disturbing feeling I get when I hear these things, this disturbing feeling I get, we are all diseased. And this disturbing feeling I get when I see these things, it leads me to believe that our minds are all obscene. Connect with all the images I've seen. I did not quite think that I would feel this misery. I thought I'd just be angry again, but now I look like I've lost my best friend. Lies so still, he is completely motionless. His blood is on the tarmac, he did not deserve this. But I never even knew this man, yeah, this was miles away in another land. This disturbing feeling I get when I hear these things, this disturbing feeling I get, we are all diseased. And
what I would make you feel. Because you would remember that this life is not ordeal.
I just want to express myself, but you just want me to oppress myself.
You pull a reel of duct tape around my face. You put me in a black bag that is labeled with disgrace.
The dissonance is in my ears. I'm drinking life away with all my fears. Adrenaline rush when you were on the run. The sickening sound of surreal silence. This fascination with horrific violence. It's passing you by like the living dead. All these oxymorons in my head, giving me a feeling that's hard to describe, but mysterious emotions keep us alive. This disturbing feeling I get when I hear these things. This disturbing feeling I get when you're all diseased.
Was Chip Shop Charlie. Not sure what the song's called, but they're a band based around in the South End, Essex sort of way. And yeah, if you want to hear more about them, what I thoroughly recommend you do is just literally go into Google and type in Chip Shop Charlie. They've got some stuff on ReverbNation.com, and they've got a few different websites out there. They're all over Facebook. If you then you can go see them. Yeah, great band. Yes, they put on their own regular night every so often where they get friends of theirs to come play. I think the first success is going to do one as soon as we got a minute. It's all been a bit hectic at the moment. I think all our brains are about to fry. But hopefully we can come play with you guys. That would be nice. And before that, we had Ash Victim. And if you go over to ashvictim.blogspot.com, you can find out a bit more about all the stuff that he's been up to. And he's got a CD of that album, which you can listen to on Bandcamp and pay what you want, or you can ask for a physical copy and it'll sort you out right out with that quality. Okay, I'm just gonna, for the next couple of tracks, I just want to try and get a nautical theme. I'm trying to do this. How about this? That doesn't sound anything like sea, does it? That sounds more like snoring. How about this? Yeah, I don't think sound effects of seas is my strongest point. But anyway, just you picture it. You're on a ship. It's all bobbing up and down. These next couple of tracks will have a nautical theme. And first of all, what I'm going to play is an act called The Free She's. And I saw these play in Stoke Newington at an amazing place called The Others in Stoke Newington. And yeah, The Others is it's just above a snooker hall, and it's a really good art space. There's loads of art, and basically it was a night put on by Poeticat, and there was a poetry, art, music going on, and all the acts were amazing. But these guys opened up the night, and I thought they were brilliant. They didn't actually have any proper recordings, so this is nicked from YouTube, so I do apologise for the quality, but of the recording, not the actual performance. The performance is great, so yeah. See, there you know what, you probably wouldn't even notice if I didn't say, would you? You just listen to them crappy little speakers on your computer, so I don't know why you're bothering. But anyway, dig myself out of this hole. Yeah, I think I got out of it. No, I know, it's fine, isn't it? Okay, yes, this is The Free She's, and this tune is called Haul Away Joe.
I ran away from past the town and shipped aboard away, low away, haul away, we'll haul away Joe. Because the girl I courted there would only have a sailor.
Away, haul away, we'll haul away Joe.
Louis was the king of France before the revolution.
Away,
spoiled his constitution.
Away, haul away, we'll haul away Joe.
The man who was the king of Nice, he wanted out of sky.
Away, haul away, we'll haul away Joe.
When news broke of his dirty tricks, then all he got was pie.
Away, haul away, we'll haul away Joe. Away, haul away, we'll haul away together.
College.
Way, haul away, we'll haul away Joe.
But since they cut the EMA, I'll have to learn to forage.
Way, haul away, we'll haul away Joe.
They said that we would all enjoy the wedding of Kate and William.
Way, haul away, we'll haul away Joe.
But all we got was one day off that cost us 60 million.
Way, haul away,
into debt the speculating bankers.
Way, haul away, we'll haul away Joe.
Then we had to bail them up, what a bunch of
way, haul away, we'll haul away Joe. Way, haul away, we'll haul away together.
fishing for the whale.
Here's to health with the resolution, likewise Eliza's one. And here's to the battler of Montrose and the diamond ship of day. We wear the trousers of the white and the jackets of the blue. When we return to Peter's Head, we'll have sweethearts in you.
And it's cheer up, my lads,
let your hearts never fail. For the bonny ship, the diamond goes a-fishing for the whale. It will be bright both day and night when the green man lads come home. With a ship that's full of oil, my boys, and money to our aid. We'll make the cradles for the rock and the blankets for to tear. And if the lass in Peter's Head sings, come down by me here.
And this cheer up the lads,
let your hearts never fail. For the bonny ship, the diamond goes a fishing for the whale.
Ahoy, me mateys! That was Pirates, and it's taken from their brand new, almost released CD, which you can go and pre-order if you go over to www.pirates.co.uk, and they spell Pirates P-Y-R-A-T-E-S. And they're basically buried treasure. That's what it's come from. They're all dressed up as pirates, and they sing a lot of sea shanties and songs about being pirates. Is that pirates? So I always get confused. It sounds a bit more like West Country Farmers to me. But yes, Pirates, awesome band. And before that, we had the Three She's. Don't put he/she into Google, whatever you do, you're gonna get some nasty shock. But if that was the Three She's, I'll put a link on the Permy link for the podcast. If you listen to this through Facebook and you just clicked on the actual thing, all the links won't be on that. What you have to do is click onto the actual bit that gets the whole website page, and it'll just be all the links will be there, so you can find out all the artists and if you want to check out more about them. If you don't, that's also fine, you know. That's the joy of being musicians, I suppose. Yes, I hope you enjoyed that. That was nice, wasn't it? Okay. Next up is going to play a bloke called Mickey Denny. Last week I played him on the podcast, and I said it was Mickey Sings. It's not Mickey Sings, that's the name of the CD. It's called Mickey Sings. So the album is taken from an album called Mickey Sings. The artist is called Mickey Denny. So I'd like to say, I'm very sorry, mate. But I'll play you again. All right, if that's all right with you. Okay, and this tune is called I've Been Good, and yeah, it's a wicked CD. He is playing the Christmas party show, which is happening down the railway on the 23rd of December in Southend. You should definitely all come if you can come to it, because it's going to be awesome. It's going to be the party of the year until the next party of the year happens, but you only got like a week until that. So, but let us know. Come down, that'd be good. But this is Mickey Denny, and this song is called I've Been Good.
It's so damn hot, it bakes your brain. Never saw a monkey with an arts degree. My dog breath's sweet, the cat loves tea. Never takes milk till 3:30. Words all wrong. Eat my lunch with the dusky maid. The yolk's all runny, but the chicken got laid. I never saw a zebra that a rooster made. Time tie me to the cross, steal the wood, bake the cake, Lord is due, and squash some tommies, all for you. Returns are happy, but they soon.
That was Wolf from the Door by the Fancy Dress Party, who hail from a town called South Wood and Ferris If you've ever been there, well, I wouldn't go. It's a bit of a nothing place, but they've come up with some fantastic music. If you want to hear more about them, you can find them over at their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/thefancydressparty. And but there's tons of stuff on them on the YouTubes and all that sort of thing. Yeah, quality band. They rounded off the night at sundown a couple of weeks ago, and it was just a perfect ending to a perfect evening. If you want to hear about, you should. If you haven't heard about Sundown, you might have heard of me talk about it. But it's Sundown Arts, and they put on some wonderful events full of poetry, music, art, comedy. You name it, it's there. It's just, I love it so much. It was nice to be back. I haven't been involved for a while, and it was quite nice to be there involved with it. Oh man, that song's totally chilled me out. That's exactly what I needed. I'm just going to go sleep for a bit. Don't mind, do you? No, I can't go to sleep. Don't be silly. Okay, I'm going to give you some more tunes. Right, okay, this is a band called Suck My Deformity, which is a band that's actually got together for a bunch of guys who've all got mental health problems, and they've kind of combated their problems by starting this band, which is just brilliant. See, music overcomes things. I think this song's called Euphoria. My dyslexia is kicking in quite badly at the moment, but yeah, this is Suck My Deformity. If you want to hear more about these guys, if you do what I always do, which is Suck My Deformity. Yeah, that's it. myspace.com/suckmydeformitymusic. Easy. Enjoy this. was Suck My Deformity, and that song was called Euphoria, I think. Please get in touch if I got this word wrong. Do let me know. And get in touch anyway, please. If you've got any music you want to send in, please send it in. XRP, it will play all your stuff, as long as it's good. But thank you so much for listening again. My brain seems to have melted somewhat. I've started a new job as a chef, as you do. Hopefully the winter I can get through without freezing myself. And then I will see you later. Thanks for listening. Over and out. Bye.